Leftist billionaire George Soros and son maximize donations to Joe Biden's re-election campaign. By Amy Furr on December 2, 2023. Billionaire George Soros and his son, Alex Soros, have apparently donated mountains of cash to President Joe Biden's D-2024 re-election campaign. Reports say Soros and his son, Alex, initially donated modest amounts to the campaign in the second quarter of 2023. Each gave $6,600, the maximum figure allowed, according to a Western Journal article published Saturday. In September, the elder Soros apparently donated $250,000 to the Biden Victory Fund, the outlet said. During the 2020 presidential race, Alex Soros gave over $720,000 to the Biden Victory Fund. His father, George, gave more than $500,000, per the Journal article. In June, Breitbart News reported Soros was handing the reins of his $25 billion financial empire over to his son. The outlet said the 37-year-old feels bound to inject himself into the day-to-day political affairs of the nation ahead of the 2024 election. White House visitor logs show that Alex Soros attended 20 meetings in the Biden White House with the administration's officials, Breitbart News reported in July. The outlet continued. In recent U.S. elections, the elder Soros campaign donations with the most significant consequences involved the election of progressive prosecutors around the country who are dedicated to criminal justice reforms, that is, to the prosecution and incarceration of criminals. The rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration, Breitbart's Joel Polak reported. It is important to note that Seamus Bruner, the author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, recently pointed out that his book pulls the cover off secret attempts by billionaires, including the elder Soros, to rake in mountains of cash from a controversial abortion drug through a shell corporation, Bruner wrote November 15. The pill was apparently brought to market thanks to shadowy deals made between the Rockefeller Foundation and President Bill Clinton's Food and Drug Administration, FDA, he said.